Mesechet Zevi is Perek Beis Mishnah Dalet. Shloisha Dvarim Amar Rabbi Yishmael Lefnei Chachamim BaKerem BiYavne. Three halachas Rabbi Yishmael told over in front of the Chachamim in Kerem BiYavne. Yavne was where the Sanhedrin was at that time. The reason why it's called Kerem is because the Talmidim sat in rows in front of the Chachamim like a vineyard. Abet the Trufa Shehinasuna Agav Yerek Shotruma Shehi Chibra. The first halacha that he told over is that an egg in which the yolk and the white is mixed together and it was poured over a vegetable which was truma, that it's considered a chibra, it's considered all one item as if it's attached. And the halacha is that if it's full yom, somebody who was tamid and did not yet have hair of shemesh, nightfall did not yet arrive, and the din is that it's full yom that comes into contact with truma, makes the truma tamid, the truma becomes a shlishi. But if the full yom touches chulin, something which is not truma, the chulin does not become tamid. And in this case, the egg is chulin, and the yarek is truma. And he touched the egg, which was poured over the yarek, it's considered like one item, and the yarek shel truma becomes a shlishi from the tvul yom. V'im haitzah k'min koiva, ein achibra. But if while the vegetable and the egg were being cooked, the egg formed a bubble, and the tvul yom touched the egg where it formed a bubble, in such a case, it's not considered like one item, and the yarek shel truma does not become tummy, and since he touched the bubble, and in that place, the yarek was not touching the egg, so the yarek is tar. Somebody is harvesting his wheat, and he forgets to harvest one stalk. And the din is, if somebody leaves bundles of wheat in the field by mistake, or if he forgets to harvest some of his wheat, it's called shikha, something which he forgotten, he's not allowed to go back and pick it up, he has to leave it for the aniyim. But if he forgot only one stalk, and the top of that stalk touches the row next to it. In Nixra imakama harehi shabal bias. Vim lav harehi shaaniyim. If that lone stalk could be harvested together with the row next to it, that at the same time he can harvest the row next to it together with that one stalk, in such a case, that stalk belongs to the baal bias. It's not called shikra. It's not as if he forgot it, since it could be harvested together with the row next to it. But if that lone stalk cannot be harvested in one shot with the row next to it, in such a case, it is called shikha, something that he forgot in the field, and he has to leave it for the aniyim who can come and take it. The third halacha, which Rabbi Shmuel said over in front of the chachamim, is v'algina ktana shehi mukefes aris, a small vegetable path which is surrounded by an aris. And aris are vines of grapes where the vines are draped over a lattice. In Yeshbach Himalo Botzer Vesalo Mikan, Umalo Botzer Vesalo Mikan Tizarea, Vim Lav Lo Tizarea. If there's enough room on each side of this lattice that a person who is harvesting the grape can stand there with his basket and harvest the grape, in such a case, since there's enough room on each side of the lattice to harvest the grapes with his basket, he's allowed to plant vegetables within this gina, which is surrounded by the aris, and it would not be considered climb as long as he keeps away the vegetables 6 tefachim on each side from the aris. But if there's not enough room on each side to harvest the grapes, in such a case, he cannot plant inside this vegetable garden at all, even if he keeps away the vegetables 6 tefachim from the aris. And since this vegetable garden is very small and is surrounded completely by grapes, it would be considered climb even though he kept away the vegetables 6 tefachim away from the aris. Zachariah per beis mishnah hay shloisha dvarim amru lepnei Rabbi Yishmael v'lo amar behem lo iser v'hedu. Three shailas were asked to Rabbi Yishmael, and he didn't respond at all. He didn't say whether they were usher or mutter. Upersan Rabbi Yishua b'masya. Rabbi Yishua b'masya explained in each case why Rabbi Yishmael did not respond, and the reason why he did not respond is because in some instances they are mutter, and in some instances, they are usher, as we will go on to see. The first shaila was, Amapis Morsa B'Shabbos. Somebody who has a blister and pokes a hole in the blister on Shabbos, is he chayev or pater? And the answer is, Rabbi Shua B'Maski explains, Im lasus la pechayev, bin lahoitzi mimena lecha pater. If his intention in poking a hole in the blister is to make an entranceway, to make an opening in the blister, so that air could come in and the pus could come out, in such a case, he is chayev. This is called bona, which is one of the 39 malachos. It's possible to be chayev for bona, even by a person, as we find bona by a person. As when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Chava, it says in the pasuk, by Yiven Ezatzela. So So we see the Lashon Binyan by a person. So therefore, since he's trying to make an opening, he is chayev for boneh. But if his whole intention is not to make an opening, just to get out the pus, and he doesn't care that the opening will close itself off right away as soon as the pus comes out, in such a case, he is pater. The reason is, this is a malacha she'ena tricha legufa. When somebody does a malacha on Shabbos, that he does not need the actual malacha in such a case, he is pater. And in this case, he doesn't need the actual malacha, which is binyan, to make an opening. And he doesn't need the opening, he just wants to get out the pus, so therefore, he is pater. The second shayla is, ba'atzad nachash b'Shabbos. Somebody who traps a snake on Shabbos, is he chayev or pater? And Rabbi Yeshua ben Masih explains that it depends. In mas'afek shelo yishchenu, pater. If his whole purpose in trapping the snake is that the snake should not bite him, so he traps the snake so the snake can't bite him, in such a case, he is pater. Even though tzeda, trapping, is one of the 39 malachas, in this case, he is pater since it's a malacha she'ina tzricha legufa. He doesn't need the actual malacha, which is trapping. As if the snake wasn't trying to bite him, he wouldn't trap the snake at all. So therefore, since he's trapping the snake only so it shouldn't bite him, this is not a malacha which you're chayav for, be'im l'refua chayav. But if your purpose in trapping the snake is to use the snake for medicinal purposes, in such a case, you're chayav for tzeda, trapping, and tzeda is one of the 39 malachas. While lefasin iranios, the third shadow which was asked to Rabbi Shmuel is, lefasin iranios, are they makabel tumah, which is an earthenware kli, which is made into a ball and baked in an oven. And after they are baked, they are sliced in half and made into two kelim. And the shayla is, after they are baked, before they are sliced in half, are they makabel tumah? And the answer is, shehem tahoros ba'ayo ha'meis, utmeos b'masa hazal. If they are under the same roof as a mace, they are tar, they do not become tame from a mace, and the kli cheres can only become tame from the inside, not from the outside. And in this case, since they are a ball, the inside is not exposed, so it cannot become tame from a mace, but even so, they do become tame if they are carried by a zav. As a zav, when it carries something, that object becomes tame, and even a kli cheres, which the inside is not exposed, would become tame if the zav is carrying it. Rabbi Lazar ben Sadek Omer, afimasa hazav tahoros, nifnei shelo nigmara melachtam. Rabbi Lazar ben Sadek argues, he says, that even if a zav carries these lefasin iranios, they are tar. The reason being is that the malacha on them is not finished. They still have to be sliced in half. And a kli, which is not completed, is not makabel tumah.